Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, "See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let him who hears say, 'Come.' And let him who thirsts, 'Come.' Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming quickly.' Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." All of Revelation chapter 22. Lord, we thank you for the power, the wisdom, and the grace that permeates all of the Word of God, your written Word, and thank you for the privilege we have of being able to spend time one-on-one with you as we open, read, and meditate on your Word each and every day. Lord, thank you for the truth that you pour grace, peace, power, wisdom, joy, strength, and encouragement into our hearts, our minds, and our lives as we take time in your Word every day. Empower us more and more to be the faithful church that is faithfully reading and studying your word, walking in its power and its wisdom, and walking and living a life full of obedience to your word and your will and your spirit. Thank you for the privilege of walking with you each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the life that you bring. Heavenly Father, help us to be planted in your living water. Heavenly Father, help us to bear fruit in every season. Heavenly Father, I ask that we could carry your fruit even in the winter and in the spring and in the fall and in the summer. And that no matter what is happening, that we could show your character and show your love. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for making us new and for growing us into new beings. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind all of our listeners about the fact that, you know, amongst other things, we encourage you to email us to get copies of articles that we share, prayer tools that we share. Our goal is to put into your hands tools that'll strengthen you in your prayer life, strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, tools that can also be great tools for you to share and use in the discipleship of your family, but also tools that you can forward by way of email to family members, fellow workers on the job, fellow church members, saved and unsaved individuals as well. So we encourage you, please, when we offer them, email us so you can get copies of them. One of the prayer tools that we share is one called Kingdom Prayers, and it has about a dozen different prayers that are based on or draw from the Word of God, very productive prayers to pray on a daily basis. And one of them, of course, is a prayer based on praying the Ten Commandments. I want to say very seriously to every single listener, I would invite and encourage you to pray the Ten Commandments daily and as a family take the time to pray them. And let me explain why. Again, they cover some of the basic foundational issues in life. And as we pray for God's will to be done through the praying them, keep in mind it's a very powerful tool. The Lord says this about your and my prayer life. It says, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. That in the book of James, we're told that. And don't ever let the voice of the devil try to shut down your prayer life and your confidence in the fact that God uses your prayers mightily. Yes, praying the Ten Commandments daily is very effective and very powerful. Amongst other things, one of the commandments is, you shall not murder. And we're praying that more and more of the grace behind that wisdom and powerful commandment would come to bear upon our culture and our nation and our world. So our encouragement to you is, as a family, pray the Ten Commandments every single day for your family, for your community, for this church, and for the nation. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers that we've prayed for today. Thank you for us, we who are your church. And thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. I want to take time now to share an article that we wrote, a blog, from the AFA Stand. It is on the AFA Stand. It's entitled, Keep Your Focus on Jesus. Again, the title, Keep Your Focus on Jesus. And if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. What has your attention? What are you looking at? What is occupying the quote-unquote stage of your mind? What do you spend time thinking about, mulling over, reading, researching, and giving consideration to? Is it what's in the news? The headlines, the matters that news commentators are discussing, are these the issues and matters that consume your time and attention? Cell phones, laptops, iPads, and video games all transport people into their own private worlds. People are therefore often oblivious to, or at least highly distracted from, the immediate world that they are in physically at the moment, scrolling along. Topics, issues, events, tragedies, and celebrities often grab and hold the attention of many in our culture, our world, and even in the church. Electronic devices, gadgets, and the desires to get the latest version too often seem to command and, quote-unquote, control much of our time and our lives and our attention. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we find an interesting story in the life of Jesus about a distracted individual. The Lord Jesus is visiting in the home of Martha and Mary. As many would expect, Martha is busy carrying out the responsibilities that a hostess would normally be expected to do for guests, probably cooking, cleaning, and the like. However, her sister Mary was sitting down at the feet of Jesus, listening to him and simply absorbing what he was saying. Who was distracted, Martha or Mary? The Word of God gives the answer very plainly. It says in verse 40, "But Martha was distracted." To be distracted is to have your mind and attention pulled away from the more important thing or things. The scripture in this passage lets us know that Mary was acting more wisely than Martha. Mary is commended, not Martha, in this situation. Mary is acting wisely as she makes it her priority to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. But Martha was distracted. In other words, Martha's mind and thinking were not focused on the more important thing in this situation, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and simply spending time with him. A simple yet profound truth found in this humble yet powerful story is this. Spending time with God and seeking his wisdom is to be one of the high priorities of life for a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Once we are saved, our most important goal in life is to faithfully and diligently run after God. Just how do we do that? You run after God in part by sitting at his feet every single day, listening to his word. We sit at the feet of Jesus by living a lifestyle of spending time daily reading and meditating on the Bible, the Word of God, by spending significant time in prayer, and by obeying what we read and receive from God. Knowing and following him is living a lifestyle of faith, and we're told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Why don't we seek to be wise like Mary? Why don't we make it our goal to live a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus every day? Let's run after him by sitting at his feet, listening, learning, growing, and following. If we're not careful, we can allow the world to set our agenda and the priorities as we listen to what it decides are the headlines of our times. If we focus and concentrate on what the world is focused on, we can miss God's voice. We can miss his voice, his priorities, and his agenda. We can be living a distracted life and not even realizing. As we live at the feet of Jesus, we will not live a distracted life. We will not live a life full of wasting time reading and learning about men who want to be women and people who want to change colors, what celebrities are wearing at a given event, etc. Instead, at Jesus' feet, he can teach us what's important and what's not important. He can teach us what is true and what is false. He can teach us what's right and what is wrong. We encourage you to seek to develop spiritual habits that help you to focus on God. Make them a part of your daily life. Read 3 chapters in the Bible every day. Pray daily. Praying the Lord's Prayer, praying the Ten Commandments, and praying about important issues in life. We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Lifting up your name, you are here.
music of Planet Shakers with Heaven on Earth. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We were in the first segment reading an article entitled Keep Your Focus on Jesus, and picking up once again with the balance of the article. Seek to develop spiritual habits that help you focus on God on a daily basis. Make them a part of your daily life. Read 3 chapters a day in the Word of God every day. Pray daily. Pray the Lord's Prayer every day. Pray the 10 Commandments daily. And pray about important issues in life. Obey what you learn from the Word of God. Spiritual habits help you to keep your focus on Christ and the will of the Lord. Watch out for weapons of mass distraction. They seem to be everywhere. Learn to focus your time, energy, and concern on what's important. Spend time every day running after the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time. Wasted time is wasted life. Sit at the feet of Jesus and let him set your agenda rather than the world. Again, the title of that article, Keep Your Focus on Jesus. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. And please do, again, use it in your own walk with the Lord as a tool to disciple your family and to share with others and fellow church members, family members, saved and unsaved individuals as well. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 89, beginning at verse 19. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea, and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever, like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have cast off and abhorred. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and you have sustained him in the battle. You have made his glory cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth you have shortened. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what futility have you created all the children of men? What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants. How I bear in my bosom the reproach of many peoples, with which your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You turn man to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men," for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass, which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath, we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless, among the people. And you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips, Your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. All of Psalm 94. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we're reading through the Word of God, we'll be right back. Group Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, Look, for three years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him and said, Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and the birds of the air nested in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened." And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you, where you are from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last." On that very day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Luke chapter 14. Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" But they kept silent. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not answer him regarding these things. So he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give place to this man.' And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he also said to him who invited him, "When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then he said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask that you have me excused.' Still another said, 'I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come.'" Verses 1 through 20, Luke chapter 14. Thank you, Father, again for all those that are part of our listening family. And thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, "You are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen." I want to remind you also, again, that prayer, praying Psalm 91, that particular prayer is found in the Kingdom Tool, the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Tool. Please email us to get a copy so that you'll have that as a prayer guide to help you in your daily prayer time. Again, the title of that particular prayer was, of course, praying Psalm 91. And then a couple additional prayers are the prayer of Jabez and the prayer of Isaiah. Father, thank you for each and every one of us that we've prayed for today, and thank you for each person that's a part of our listening family. Father, bless each and every one of us, Father, indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each of us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, that was the prayer of Jabez. Keep in mind, I would encourage you, pray that every single day. Every day you pray it, God will answer it, and he'll make you more and more the fruitful vessel he wants you to be. And then finally, the prayer similar to that of Isaiah. Father, thank you for this day. Here we are, Lord. We're available. Send us this day on many miracle missions. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, the prayer, these are prayers found in the prayer tool entitled Kingdom Prayers. Email us to get a copy, if you would, at joseph@afr.net. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important and critically important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to be your Lord and Savior, and ask Him to save you. Today is a good day and a great day to make that step. If you'd like to commit your life and give your life to the Lord, would you pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. I confess these to you, Father, by faith, I repent of them. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you every day. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and committed your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you and be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please be sure and get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And of course, if you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, the title of that article is Keep Your Focus on Jesus. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that one to you. Or the prayer tool that we've mentioned, Kingdom Prayers. We're glad to share that as well. Again, the email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.